Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 13, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about T0 partners with media startup to tokenize film financing. Rebranded True Digital partners for imminent Bitcoin derivatives launch. Venezuela, new Bitcoin trading record as biggest bank embraces Petro. Bitcoin.com looks to list BCH futures on CFTC-approved exchange. Investing platform BNKDA the future to enable security token offerings. BlockFi drops minimum and fees on interest-bearing crypto accounts. Cybercriminals selling hacked fiat money for Bitcoin at 10% of its value. North Korea to hold its second crypto conference, telegraphing openness. Crypto mining supply fails to meet market demand in Q2, Token Insight. CME's Bitcoin index provider wins first EU crypto benchmark license. Cubans are turning to Bitcoin to access global economy, report. Bitcoin eyes move to $10,950 hurdle after price breakout. Facebook's Libra pushes back at claims project as threat to financial stability. Now let's get started. T0 partners with media startup to tokenize film financing. Overstock's security token subsidiary T0 has announced a partnership with media company BLOQ Flix to tokenize film financing. The company announced the plans on Thursday, amid a period of reorganization following T0's quarterly loss of $10 million and Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne's abrupt departure. Through the partnership, referred to as Blockbuster Meets Blockchain in the press release, the firms will establish a new film financing route for television, internet, and studio projects. Using T0's tokenization protocol, BLOQ Flix will enable qualified investors to participate in the funding process. We are thrilled to partner with the BLOQ Flix team to bring a secure and innovative investment alternative to film financing. Our continued goal is to tokenize and trade assets that can benefit from blockchain technology, and digitizing film financing fits this model nicely, said T0 CEO Sam Nursalehi, in a statement. According to BLOQ Flix CEO Brandon Hogan, blockchain will streamline the funding process by providing capital directly to studios and producers. The brokerage Jumpstart Securities will serve as placement agent for these offerings. Hogan and BLOQ Flix co-founder Jonathan Helmuth have collectively raised over $100 million in production funds throughout their careers, according to the press release. In July, T0 announced it will tokenize and raise up to $40 million in funding for Atari founder Nolan Bushnell's biopic, with film production and financing company Vision Tree. Rebranded True Digital partners for imminent Bitcoin derivatives launch. Institutional digital assets platform Tassat, formerly known as True Digital, has teamed up with trading software provider AlgoTrader in the run-up to its launch of cryptocurrency derivatives. The deal will see Tassat provided access to AlgoTrader's institutional clients for the planned derivatives instruments. Meanwhile, those clients will benefit from being able to incorporate the products in their trading strategies, according to an announcement from AlgoTrader on Thursday. The first of these derivatives will be physically deliverable, margined Bitcoin swaps available for institutional investors, brokers, and other eligible contract participants. While a firm date wasn't provided, Tassat said in a rebranding announcement on September 3 that the launch is imminent. Michelle Finzi, chief commercial officer at Tassat, commented on the new relationship, saying, "We pick our partners thoughtfully and focus on those who align with our philosophy to serve the institutional crypto marketplace. AlgoTrader has a unique service delivery model, offers clients more control and flexibility and most importantly, has a singular mission to create a high-impact trading experience." New York-based Tassat first revealed it would offer Bitcoin derivatives to U.S. investors in July, and it's now waiting for approval from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission before it can move to a launch. The firm has previously said it will add instruments for other cryptocurrencies later. It's entering an increasingly packed space in the U.S., with ICES-backed launching its physically delivered Bitcoin futures on September 23, and SeedCX also awaiting regulator approval for its Bitcoin forwards. There's LedgerX, too, which launched a Bitcoin derivatives offering in October 2017. Tassat also provides a regulated exchange platform and OTC reference rates for Bitcoin and Ether. It notably built a blockchain payments system for the crypto-friendly Signature Bank, launched last December. Venezuela, new Bitcoin trading record as biggest bank embraces Petro. Venezuela's largest bank, the Bank of Venezuela, BDV, has added support for the country's controversial Petro digital currency. Bank of Venezuela hints at crypto wallet. As cryptocurrency news outlet Decrypt reported on September 13, BDV clients have discovered a new section in their online banking account dedicated to cryptocurrencies. At present, the crypto wallet only caters to Petro, but as the section appears to be still under development, speculation suggests more tokens may follow. Petro, launched by the Venezuelan government, is notionally pegged to the country's oil reserves. The United States Treasury Department believes President Nicolas Maduro wants the digital currency to help Venezuela evade international sanctions. Bitcoin trading hits 120 billion bolivars. As Cointelegraph reported, Venezuela is becoming increasingly reliant on decentralized cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, BTC, as other alternatives prove unreliable. Huge inflation affecting its national currency, the Bolivar, has led to record-breaking trading volumes on peer-to-peer Bitcoin exchange local Bitcoins. For the week ending September 7, the most recent period for which data is available, Venezuelans traded more than 120 billion bolivars for Bitcoin. BDV has yet to publicly comment on its plans, which would make it the first Venezuelan bank to officially support cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com looks to list BCH futures on CFTC-approved exchange. Bitcoin.com is in talks to list a Bitcoin Cash (BCH) futures contract on a regulated exchange, according to David Shin, head of the company's exchange division. In an interview with Bloomberg, the Singapore-based Shin said he had early talks to ensure a BCH futures contract would be available on an exchange regulated by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. He also said Bitcoin.com hoped to partner with a retail brokerage. No CFTC-regulated exchange offers Bitcoin Cash futures. Bitcoin Cash is the fourth largest cryptocurrency, behind Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP. Shin said the push into futures would increase trading volumes and liquidity, and ultimately boost BCH's market cap. Bitcoin Cash was trading Thursday afternoon around $300 a coin with a market cap of nearly $5.4 billion, according to CoinDesk data. This is half the market cap of XRP, the next closest coin, and 1/35th the value of market leader Bitcoin. Crypto futures are new to U.S. investors. Available via the Chicago Mercantile Exchange (CME) since December 2017, only one other U.S. exchange-backed, which trades futures through ICE, has been approved, and that was just last month. LedgerX and TD Ameritrade-backed ERISX are awaiting final regulatory approval to expand their options trading to include futures contracts. Shin said that Bitcoin.com had not met with CME. Investing platform BNK to the future to enable security token offerings. BNK to the future, a fundraising platform for fintech and blockchain companies, is gearing up to enable security token offerings (STOs), the company said. The Cayman Islands-based platform will place an undisclosed stake in crypto consultancy firm Diacle to build a shared security token advisory and investment service. BNK to the future anticipates a wave of market interest in the emerging asset class, CEO Simon Dixon told CoinDesk in an interview with CoinDesk. We get an average of 45 applications per week from fintech and crypto companies seeking funding. 18% of these are now looking at security tokens. The investment hub allows qualified investors to participate in equity funding rounds for firms like Coinbase and Kraken, helping to attract traditional investors who are less than totally familiar with digital assets. The big challenge for the industry is investors want to invest in security tokens because they offer additional liquidity. But the liquidity is not there yet, as the asset class is very new, Dixon said. BNKTA The Future has an existing network of 87,000 qualified investors. The new service will help issuers stay compliant with securities laws, Dixon said, and will make use of Diacle's experience with the tokenization process. London-based Diacle will help onboard UK investors. BNKTA The Future and Diacle also collaborated on the launch of the BNKTA The Future token, BFT, and, in 2012, Dixon and Diacle founder Adam Vaziri launched the UK Digital Currency Association to support Bitcoin adoption. The STO market is expanding fast, albeit from a low base. There were two STOs in 2017, 25 in 2018, with 87 projected in 2019, according to Autonomous Research. The total value of the security token market will reach to $2 trillion by 2030, said Chain Partners Research. BlockFi drops minimum and fees on interest-bearing crypto accounts. BlockFi has done away with minimum deposits for its BlockFi interest account, BIA. Under its new rules, anyone can deposit Bitcoin, Ethereum, or the Gemini dollar and allegedly get up to a 6.2% annual return. BlockFi told CoinDesk on Friday that while the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies has risen substantially since BIA's launch in March, it dropped its minimum deposit requirement because of consumer demand. BlockFi previously mandated a 0.5 BTC, 25 etc., or 2,500 GUSD minimum on deposits before the rule change. Early withdrawal penalties have also been lifted on the BIA product and users can receive up to one free withdrawal per month. This update to our terms will make our products more widely accessible, which is a key theme of the crypto sector and part of our mission at BlockFi, CEO and founder Zach Prince said in a statement. The company is eyeing an imminent Latin America market push, which complements a launch in India earlier this year. By making BIA open to all, we plan to target clients in Latin America, where banking services and credit reporting are limited. BlockFi's platform leverages blockchain rails to make wealth management products available on a much broader scale, said co-founder and VP of operations Flori Marquez in a statement. US-grade financial products have typically only been available to high-net-worth individuals in countries like Argentina and Costa Rica, he added. The product launch comes a month after the closing of an $18.3 million Series A round led by Valar Ventures. At the time, BlockFi said the funds would go toward launching additional products like BIA. Cybercriminals selling hacked fiat money for Bitcoin at 10% of its value. There's now an underground service catering to criminals that lack the skills or nerve to hack into online accounts to steal funds. According to a September report from security as a service firm Armor, hackers on dark markets are now selling fiat cash for fractions of its worth to avoid the risk of dealing with the money themselves. Armor's threat resistance unit, True, research team said in the report. There are plenty of hackers willing to simply transfer stolen funds to the bank account or PayPal account of your choice or send you the funds via Western Union. The team said the new service had been spotted within the last year and it has bloomed into a key offering on the dark web. Those using the service will get what appears to be a real bargain, gaining cash for Bitcoin at roughly 10-12 cents on the dollar. For example, a customer can pay the seller $800 in Bitcoin and $10,000 will be transferred to their account of choice. Aside from being cheap, the service makes things much simpler for customers, since they no longer have to buy stolen online bank account credentials, set up a money mule account to receive the funds, and log into the stolen account to transfer the money. Armor calls it a seamless turnkey money laundering service. There is a reason dark web sellers are offering such low prices, of course. The service appeals to sellers because they are not taking possession of the funds themselves. Just transferring the cash puts the bulk of the risk on the buyer. More generally, the report says that Bitcoin is still the most popular cryptocurrency, being used almost exclusively in dark web transactions. Cryptos with more privacy features, like Monero, Dash, and Zcash are sometimes used, but tend to require more technical expertise on the part of victims, Armour said. North Korea to hold its second crypto conference, telegraphing openness. North Korea, which is believed to be using cryptocurrencies to finance weapons of mass destruction, will be holding its second cryptocurrency and blockchain conference next February. The event follows the first conference, in April 2019, which attracted 100 people. It was declared a success by the North Koreans, and a larger second conference was promised. The 2020 event is being sponsored by the Spanish-Korean Friendship Association and organized by the North's Committee for Cultural Relations with Foreign Countries. According to the conference's official website, top 10 market cap cryptocurrencies are assisting on the technical side, though it is not clear from the announcement what that means exactly. As was the case in the first conference, restrictions appear to be liberalized. U.S. citizens are again welcome, and digital devices can be brought in for the conference. Internet access will be available. The conference will run from Feb 24 to 25 and be held at the Pyongyang Science and Technology Complex, a bizarre atom-shaped structure opened by Kim Jong-un in 2016. On the 26th, private business meetings may be arranged. North Korea has been accused of stealing about $2 billion worth of cryptocurrencies and using them to support its weapons development. South Korean and Japanese exchanges have been identified as targets, with phishing being utilized to hack into user accounts. More generally, the borderless nature of crypto has raised concerns that the North may use coins to get around international restrictions on trade and financial exchanges. In addition to possibly helping the North achieve crypto advances, the conference may also have propaganda value, both telegraphing a sense of openness while also sending a warning to the West. On a less obviously sinister level, conferences are a roundabout way for North Korea to boost tourism, and the 2020 crypto event includes an extensive travel itinerary, with everything from a tour of the Tower of Juche Idea to a two-day ski trip. Crypto mining supply fails to meet market demand in Q2, Token Insight. The supply of crypto mining machines failed to meet market demand in Q2 2019 despite the surge of mining hardware prices, new research says. Popular suppliers ran out of stock in Q2. Bitcoin, BTC, miner market saw significant inflation during Q2 2019, with the majority of miners from various suppliers experiencing shortages, according to Q2 2019 cryptocurrency mining industry report by crypto analytics firm Token Insight. In the report, released on September 13, the San Francisco-based crypto data supplier wrote that the mining equipment market still performed quite well in Q2 as some popular mining hardware like Antminer S17 were out of stock during the period. According to Token Insight, those machines are now being sold by manufacturers in the form of future deliverables, which will be delivered in October and November 2019. Cloud mining gaining momentum. However, the mining market reportedly saw a notable surge in the supply of cloud mining, a type of mining that does not require buying mining machines by providing a platform that directly packages and manages the links of mining hardware purchase, logistics, power supply and others. According to Token Insight, Bitdeer and Verihash were the two major suppliers of Bitcoin cloud mining hardware in Q2, as in the previous season. Mining difficulty expectations. According to the report, the overall difficulty of the Bitcoin network is expected to increase by 48-72% in the second half of 2019. The term of mining difficulty means a value used to show how difficult it is to find a hash that will be lower than the target defined by system. As such, the expected increase in mining difficulty will undermine revenue for a section of mining operators with currently operating machines, Token Insight noted. Long term, the ratio of price to mining difficulty is likely to decrease over a one-year period from August 14, 2019 to August 14, 2020, Token Insight wrote, pointing out the 95% confidence interval of Bitcoin price in 2020 ranging from $17,077 and $23,276. On September 10, crypto analyst Plan B suggested that Bitcoin price should hit $30,000 during its current price cycle, based on mining difficulty indicators model. CME's Bitcoin index provider wins first EU crypto benchmark license. CF Benchmarks has become the first cryptocurrency index provider to be recognized as a benchmark administrator under the European Benchmarks Regulation (EUBMR). The UK's Financial Conduct Authority (FCA) authorized CF Benchmarks as an administrator on Friday, affirming that financial institutions can use the company's indices in any European financial products after the BMR takes full effect on January 1, 2020. Sui Chung, CEO of CF Benchmarks, which notably provides the indices used by CME Group for its Bitcoin futures contract, told CoinDesk that this marks a first for cryptocurrency companies in the EU. Here in Europe, the use of indices and provision of indices is regulated, so for all regulated firms in Europe, if they use a benchmark, then they have to make sure that it comes from a regulated benchmark provider, he explained. The regulatory scope for benchmarks in the EU for financial institutions is very broad, Chung said, noting that large banks and asset managers use indices for a number of purposes. They're all captured, all in scope of regulatory requirements, and this will come into full force in January 2020, he said. For example, any fund manager looking to issue an exchange-traded fund ETF that tracks an index must track a regulated index. Chung said, there are a lot of regulated firms. There was a potential stumbling block for them if they did want to consider issuing products referencing cryptocurrency indices, because they had to make sure if they wanted to market on January 1, 2020, that they used a regulated index. While Chung said he could not name any specific companies at this stage, he has heard from firms interested in launching products which would track an index in the coming months. Moreover, CF Benchmarks will maintain this license even if the UK exits the EU in the next few months, Chung said. Even in a Brexit scenario, this particular piece of financial regulation has equivalency status between the UK and Europe, he said. Cubans are turning to Bitcoin to access global economy, report. Bitcoin, BTC, trading is opening new avenues for citizens in communist-run Cuba, which has been financially isolated for years under a United States trade embargo. A September 12 report from U.S. News claims that, with the recent advent of mobile internet in the country, Cubans are increasingly using cryptocurrencies to make online purchases, as well as to invest and trade. Opening new doors in retail. Without access to debit or credit cards for international use, cryptocurrency-enabled purchases are a welcome opportunity for consumers. In an interview with U.S. News, local resident Jason Sanchez said cryptocurrencies were opening new doors for Cubans. The 35-year-old said that he was now able to purchase spare parts for his cell phone repair shop in Havana from an online Chinese store because of BTC. Alex Sobrino, the founder of Telegram channel CubaCrypto, estimated that roughly 1,000 Cubans were using cryptocurrencies, adding, "We are using cryptocurrencies to top up our cell phones, to make purchases online, and there are even people reserving hotel rooms." With credit cards uncommon, many local crypto users reportedly need to ask relatives abroad to help them to enter the cryptocurrency markets or turn to social media channels such as CubaCrypto. Exchanges where cash is swapped for Bitcoin in person using a mobile or laptop to carry out the transaction are another option, the report notes. A solution to financial exclusion. About 1,300 users are currently using Fusona, which claims to be Cuba's first cryptocurrency exchange. The platform allows people abroad to send remittances to the country, or to invest in 9 different cryptocurrencies via a larger exchange with services charged at a fee of up to 10%. Fusona founder Adrian C. Leon told U.S. News, "For foreigners, cryptocurrencies is just another option. But for Cubans, it is a necessity and can be a solution to their exclusion from the global financial community." Sobrino noted that uncertainty and fear remain over how the government might react to the fledgling cryptocurrency trend. Fusona is registered in Brazil but has started talks with central bank officials to investigate whether the platform could seal formal approval. We worry the government will restrict us, prohibit things, start to say this is illicit enrichment, he said. The central bank reportedly revealed earlier this week that it was exploring the benefits and risks of digital currencies. In July, Cuba's economy minister Alejandro Gil Fernandez said the government was consulting with academics to study the potential use of cryptocurrency for its national and international commercial transactions. Bitcoin eyes move to $10,950 hurdle after price breakout. Phew. The 4-hour chart is reporting a bullish breakout. As a result, Bitcoin could challenge key resistance at $10,956 in the next few days. Daily chart indicators also indicate scope for a retest of recent highs. A UTC close above $10,956, August 20 high, would activate twin bullish queues and open the door to $12,000. A high-volume break below Wednesday's low of $9,855 would revive the bearish view, although, that looks unlikely. Bitcoin has regained poise in the last 48 hours and could revisit recent highs in the next couple of days, charts suggest. The top cryptocurrency by market capitalization picked up a bit at lows below $9,900 on Wednesday and rose past $10,100 yesterday, confirming a falling wedge breakout on the 4-hour chart. The falling wedge pattern, comprising of converging trendlines connecting lower highs and lower lows, was created during the pullback from last Friday's high near $10,956, bearish lower high of August 20 to Wednesday's low of $9,855. The low volume correction, however, ended with a bullish breakout on Thursday and the cryptocurrency is now looking north, and a retest of the bearish lower high of $10,956 could be in the offing in the next couple of days. As of writing, BTC is changing hands at $10,320 on Bitstamp, having hit a high of $10,458 earlier today. The falling wedge breakout is backed by an above 50 reading on the Relative Strength Index, RSI. The indicator has also breached the falling trendline. Further, the Moving Average Convergence Divergence, MACD, histogram is printing bars above the zero line, indicating bullish conditions. Meanwhile, the Chaikin Money Flow, CMF, which takes into account both prices and trading volumes, is also holding above zero, a sign of strengthening buying pressure. As a result, further gains to levels above $10,900 look likely. BTC created a long-tailed candle on Wednesday, indicating seller exhaustion below $10,000. Similar daily candles, marked with arrows, have consistently marked temporary bottoms and fueled minor price rallies over the last 10 weeks. Hence, there is a strong case for a rise to the bearish lower high of $10,956. BTC also appears to be forming the right shoulder of an inverse head and shoulders pattern with the neckline resistance near $10,956. So, a UTC close above that level would activate twin bullish queues, invalidation of bearish lower highs and an inverse head and shoulders breakout. The latter would create the room rise to $12,590, target as per the measured move method. On the downside, $9,855 Wednesday's low is the level to beat for sellers, although that looks unlikely at press time. Facebook's Libra pushes back it claims project as threat to financial stability. The head of the Facebook-led Libra Association has responded to claims that the cryptocurrency project threatens nation's financial stability. In interview with French daily Les Echos on Thursday, Bertrand Perez, the association's managing director and COO, played down concerns over potential disruption to the monetary policies of central banks with currencies included in the Libra reserve, a basket of fiat currencies and government bonds that will back up the Libra digital currency. Such claims do not seem to us to be justified, he said. It is their monetary policies that will influence the Libra through the basket and not the other way around. Perez justified the comments by offering details on the reserve, which he said will comprise of the US dollar, the euro, yen, pound sterling and the Singapore dollar, but not the Chinese yuan. The reserve, he said, will be invested in the basket currencies and in very short-term government debt of less than a year of the countries of those currencies. At maximum, the reserve would amount to probably no more than $200 billion, Prierez said, though he provided a range from a few tens of billions and up. While the reserve might seem huge, he argued that it's actually a low amount in the global financial markets. We are not going to become a new BlackRock, Perez added in reference to the U.S. investment management giant that has around $6.84 trillion in assets under management. The Libra Association chief also spoke of what might happen if there was a crash in one of the currencies included in the basket. If there is a catastrophe on a currency or a crisis between now and the Libra launch, we could remove it from the basket, but this decision should be put to the vote and taken by a two-thirds majority of the members of the association, he said. While the association is still to decide on how to white the basket, the U.S. dollar should be very significant, around half, according to Perez. Currently with 28 member companies, including notable firms such as Visa, MasterCard, PayPal and Uber, Libra aims to have 100 on board next year. These will be selected objectively, Perez said, based on rules and criteria defined according to their areas of activity such as NGOs, commercial entities and blockchain groups. Libra has also seen over 100 requests to join the association, with firms having to contribute at least $10 million. Of course, since the project was officially revealed, Libra has seen tremendous pushback from regulators. Most notably, perhaps, the French economy and finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, said Thursday, presumably after this interview was conducted, that, due to the threat to monetary sovereignty, we cannot authorize the development of Libra on European soil. Perez in the article touched upon these issues, saying that Libra deliberately planned to launch its initial service a year after the white paper was published in June to solve all these problems. He further suggested that Libra was about to be authorized as a payment system in Switzerland, but that there is still plenty of work to do on the regulation front. Even so, we are firmly maintaining our launch schedule, between the end of the first half of the year and the end of 2020, Perez said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.